Welcome to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Rob, and join with me are my friends, Lou.
Hello, hello.
And Mike.
What's that?
I was scared we lost you for a second there, Mike. that pause almost did me in. Each week we start off the podcast with an icebreaker. Do we got one this week, Lou?
We do, yeah. I don't know if you guys have been... YouTube Shorts has me in a chokehold, so I've been taking
like
a lot of... No, I hate it. Wasted my time.
But hey, it's okay. He's off Snapchat or TikTok, so.
I am off TikTok. It is like
very different.
What's the drug that they get heroin addicts off of?
It's like, yeah, crack. I was gonna say it's like trading in heroin for crack or something. I don't know if that's the case, but.
No, not that. But this is...
not that I would know from personal experience.
somebody's boofing over.
Guys, I've stopped drinking beer. I only drink vodka now.
There we go. Quick to the point. All right, but one of my favorite videos that I've seen is the Five Finger Liquid videos. Have you guys seen those?
I watched one within the last 20 minutes, I'm not going to lie.
There you go.
No idea.
And all I have some answers I disagreed with.
So, all right, you got five fingers. Each finger brings out, you can summon a liquid out of each finger.
Oh.
Give me five liquids in which finger, starting with the thumb.
Thumb, I want that to be my best tasting liquid. And see, here's the thing. I've given more thought to whether or not water would be one than anything else.
Yes.
Because on one hand, it's like, dude, water is basically free.
Yeah, if you're staying in America, now you can travel and don't have to worry about getting clean drinking water.
Yeah, I'm not traveling either way, so that's not really a concern for me.
You're not doing the right liquids then, so... All right, continue.
But water. Also, to never have to carry water again.
Pretty cool.
So, I think I would have to go... I think I'd go water, but I'd do it in the pinky.
So you're refined?
Water in the pinky.
It'd be like the old school, like when like the you hold the phone to your face and you just... You know,
it's true. I think sucking on your pinky would be a little less strange than sucking on your thumb.
Yeah. Oh, don't really? Worry. We're going to have another tasty liquid out of my thumb.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lou, we got our number. We got one of ours. What do you got?
Thumb for sure. Water.
Okay.
I'm doing thumb water. I'm not going to put my thumb all the way in my mouth.
You don't want to fall it.
Bug teeth. Well. I just don't want buck teeth, but I call it Wakanda water, but it's called like Wikikita water. I have no idea. I call it Wakanda water, but I want like perfectly flavored, because not all water tastes the same. So
you want your ideal water tasted water?
Yes, I want my ideal water tasting water. So thumb for sure water.
I think.
So we got index.
Index. Gasoline.
Like see, I was gonna go with like liquid gold.
That's what
Money
I just
man,
said.
Money man, Rob.
Well, no, actual liquid gold.
So you're gonna go oil, straight oil. I'm gonna just
nope.
I'm just gonna say,
no, my brother in Christ. There is a liquid. No, my brother in Christ. I'm talking about actual melted down liquid gold. It doesn't say anything about temperature. It will hold its value longer than oil, and it will not doesn't have any expiration date, and to my knowledge it doesn't smell quite as bad.
Okay, fair enough. But here's the thing, you can't make a finger gun, stick your finger in somebody's gas tank and just fill up their car for them with liquid gold.
Well,
you ruin their car.
Yeah, that's why you have the middle finger be, you know, refined petroleum.
That's gonna be awkward though. The gun, it just slides right in.
You need to give people more of the middle finger, then. I can hold this thing forever. Hi, Bob. All right, we got black gold, liquid gold. What's your second one there, Lou?
Second one is avocado oil. I cook a lot.
That's a good one.
Isn't that a high burn rate or high burn point, too, so it doesn't really
smell? Yeah.
High smoke rate, yep, high smoke point. So I'm going oil.
All right.
Oh, man. I need to rethink everything now.
Hey, you still got oil, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I want two drinks. Okay, I think I got it figured out at this point then. I got my pinky, I got my middle finger. Ooh, okay, I'm going to go... So middle finger, I think I'm just going to do... Honestly, it's a cop-out to steal when I lose answers, but avocado oil, middle finger. That's I was trying to figure out my fourth. That's it. That's so good. That stuff's annoyingly expensive, and it would be so nice to never run out.
Go with, for my pointer, I'll go Coca-Cola.
Nice.
Coca-Cola original?
If I can do the Mexican Coke, then yes. Give me Mexican. There you go. Mexican
good
Coke.
Man.
I was leaning towards, you know, like 1940s.
Yeah, with
Coca-Cola.
The cocaine, you know.
If you really want to party. Middle, I'm doing, and I'm embarrassed to say this, but I have to do Starbucks cold brew. It's the best cold brew, and I don't want to support Starbucks, but I won't be supporting Starbucks anymore if it comes out of my middle finger. Objection!
Listen.
Want to do?
No. Have you ever had the big tub of cold brew from Einstein's Brothers?
No, I have not. Maybe I have.
Brother, we had some execs come into the office for like 2 or 3 days last week. And so the primary executive assistant brought in breakfast. And then once all the important people have had their fill, they tell us grunts like, hey, you can eat the scraps that are left behind. And literally nobody even opened this tub of cold brew. And I was like, hey, can I just like take this home? Because I make my protein shakes with coffee and it's just like, oh, it'd be so nice to not have to brew coffee late at night. I could just dump this cold brew in there. Mm. Oh, it's changed my life. It's so good. It's so good. I don't normally like cold brew. I think it tastes too smoky, but this one's just it's so on point.
Yeah, that's the issue. I always think that cold brew, I don't know, because cold brew is not supposed to taste smoky. That means that it's over extracted, I think that's the right word.
Okay.
But some people just do it right.
Now, this is one that I'm not going to go Starbucks cold brew. I am going to go the perfect cup of coffee, though. I'm not entirely sure what that is right now.
Hot,
it's, I'd go hot because I can always ice it.
That's true.
It's harder to warm coffee up than to cool it down. But yeah, just a nice, hot, dark roast. Sip it out of my thumb slowly. I'm assuming I can control the flow rate of the liquid. And that'd be nice.
Yeah, how fast? Like, how long is it going to take to fill up a car with if you had a petroleum, refined petroleum?
It's
I can control the flow rate. That's coming out. That's going to be like if you chopped my whole finger off and it was just spraying out. The whole thing was just hollow and spraying out.
It's like when you really got to pee, that type of flow rate.
Yeah. P rate.
All right. It's still going to take a long time for filling up a car.
It'll take 3 times longer, 4 times longer, but it'll be free. People will be totally fine.
Do we have to be conscious doing this, or can we like just have it going when we're sleeping, like tie a finger, you know, pointing?
Oh my gosh.
What?
I wanted this magic system.
Sorry.
I mean, look, if you can pee the bed, you can also accidentally gasoline the bed. Yeah. That's all right. I'm saying.
So we got to make sure we have the right fingers tied down.
I have so many things to say and I can't. Good.
All right. I'm also going to go with refined petroleum for one of them. My last one, because I want to stick it to Big Pharma, I'm going to go with insulin. I'll give people insulin for free. Just
I was
you
like,
go.
You have diabetes?
Nope. I'm just trying to be. I'm trying to be the change I want to see in the world. You know.
There you go. You're just like a king, and you're sticking your finger in people's mouths.
I don't think that's the most effective way, but you know.
All right. So let's see. I got water, coffee, gasoline, avocado oil. I got one finger to go. I think I'm taking. Can I make up a drink that doesn't exist, but should?
Depending on the drink.
We'll see it. Yeah. Pitch it to us.
Yeah.
All right. Mountain Dew Code Red Zero Sugar.
Doesn't exist. Not allowed.
It does exist.
Dude, it doesn't. I've seen it on the internet, but it's not real in life.
Okay, because it is real.
I've looked everywhere. Every place that sells soda, I check. I can't find it.
Next time you guys see Mike, bring him a Code Red Sugar Free.
I will pay you double price for it.
Yeah, I've seen it Walmart, Pick and Save.
The first person.
Wait,
you've been seeing it around?
No, I know. I'm looking it up.
Oh, okay. Maybe you have to order it online, but if that's my last one.
What's the finger that's right next to the middle finger and the pinky? What do you call that one?
Ring finger.
Ah, yes. So my ring finger, I looked this up. It's a real thing. I'm going to do liquid vitamin.
I just about to change one of mine from petroleum to just like the best tasting protein shake I could have. That's liquid.
Similar. Oh, yeah, that's...
Also saving a lot of money.
Yeah, my only issue is I feel like I would overdo it.
That's what the Coke's for.
My kidneys would shut.
Sorry, I only need one finger to make money, and then I can afford my protein shakes.
That's why I'm at with petroleum. You know, if I got liquid gold coming out the ring, the pointer finger.
See, I just feel like you have a way bigger risk of like causing crazy amounts of damage pouring molten gold out of your finger than it, like I can just be filling up people's
petroleum where you accidentally shock yourself and your whole body explodes.
Well, sure, I mean there's always risk, but like I feel like I would
petroleum's a lot more volatile than metal.
Not even trying to make a joke, I feel like if I could pour molten gold out of a finger, I would mess that up so much faster than gasoline. I would burn the house down faster with molten gold than I would if I was spraying gasoline out of my hand. Like, no question.
I don't know about that one.
I was going to be the guy at Game of Thrones where he poured that molten gold on that guy's head in the first season.
You want your crown, Khal Drogo?
Yeah, Khal Drogo. It's either, there's going to be like a line Momoa. Of people, and they either get liquid insulin gold on their head or insulin. ring finger, I'm getting my vitamins, so I don't have to buy vitamins anymore. And then my pinky, of course, I'm doing gas. And I want my pinky. I was thinking my pinky as far away as from like the other nice flavored things as possible. So that's it. There you go.
All right. Well, that was a pretty long icebreaker. Let us know what you guys choose down below. But Luke, what's
the longest icebreaker we've had since? Would you rather spend a year in jail? Or a year's worth of time in jail for the weekend.
I still get pretty salty about that.
All right, Lou, what are we actually talking about this week?
All right, we're talking about hobbies, baby, because hobbies are important. So I got a list of questions. I hope you guys have done your homework, because I sent this to you guys.
I'm not at school.
Like a week ago.
Homework isn't a hobby of mine.
Homework is a hobby of mine? You're like
It is not.
Oh, so like you're like a Chinese kid that does math?
No, I do my homework in the classroom as fast as I can.
All right, let's see it. All right, so what are some of your favorite hobbies? Give me a list. I'll go first. So I got video games, movies, bodybuilding, and reading. That's what's going on in my life right now.
That's a good one. Those are good ones. Right now, podcasting is turning into a bit of one, because between this and doing the alien stuff with Dan and Kyle, it's eaten up. I think anything that eats up two of your nights of the week has to count as a hobby.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm also finding ways to fit in like movies for the podcast. So I'm literally planning on waking up extra early Wednesday to watch Alien Covenant. Like, it's insane. Let's see. It's funny. I feel like I don't have a ton of hobbies. It's more been a lot of interpersonal stuff. But if I would say lifting has definitely been like a regular thing that I think about a lot, and I do at least four times a week. It's lifting, podcasting. I'm thinking. I'm not there yet, but I'm really thinking about getting into drawing.
Ooh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Every now and then I get the itch and I'll mess around with just like, I won't even have good materials, and I'll mess around and draw something. And I'm like, I'm not good at this, but I'm definitely not bad at it either. And it could be kind of fun to try actually learning some shading and like some technique and seeing, you know, just what I could do.
That's pretty cool.
Also, I've been working on my tan this summer. It's been fun.
It's true. I saw him at the pool. He had his timer and everything to flip sides.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like a pancake, baby. I love it. Was great.
If they could have put me on a rotisserie, I'd have said yes.
So I would also include exercising just because, you know, you do something two or three times a week. I think that's enough to consider your hobby. But for my main ones, I do reading, D&D, video games, sports, Magic the Gathering, writing, and I like making videos.
Nice.
My wife said throw grilling on there, but that's...
Oh, yeah, no, cooking for sure. It's not one I get to do as much as I would like, but it is a passion for sure. I love it. I count grilling in there.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even think about cooking, because I feel like recently I've been cooking not for like a hobby, but cooking just to eat.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I do enjoy cooking quite a bit. All right. Next question. What did the hobbies look like as a adolescent? Sometimes that you were like some of your highlights, like with friends, some of your best moments. How'd you get into something? Like, somebody get you into any of these hobbies?
I don't think I was into any of. None of my hobbies now are the hobbies I had as a kid.
Yeah, I didn't even think about it for you.
Because I would have said video games, and I just like I don't have the time for it anymore. Like, I'll have time here and there to play some video games, but all my favorite video games are, like, challenging video games. And then the second you get past the first or second, like, skill gate, it's like, I can't go a week and a half and then pick this back up and expect to be sharp.
That's a good point.
And so it's just like, I just don't have the time to play regularly enough to play the games I enjoy playing. And so... just a lot of my hobbies fell off because it's like I have to manage my time, and I manage my time prioritizing people more lately and who I want to be spending my time with. And it's just like the activities are starting to fall to the wayside, or at the very least become a secondary concern. Whereas it was kind of the opposite. It was like, these are the things I'm going to do, and if other people want to do them with me as a teenager, I would love to share it with you.
How about you? I never thought about the time. I just feel like I had so much time on my hands, and I didn't really have to play like Life Simulator where I can only do 2 hours of this and then like and then the rest of it is taken away. But so I was an only child for a very long time, and then when I had a sister, the age difference wasn't like we weren't doing hobbies together. But I remember I had three best friends growing up in high school. And I remember going to one of my friend's house and playing NCAA football for hours. To the point where nobody ever made a mistake. They talk about sharpness. Where it's like it was just pretty much who can score the most, because we would never lose a down on defense, that kind of thing. And
dang.
It was just like, I don't know, it's just like it scratched a certain part of my brain. And then the first time I beat Dark Souls 3.
Oh.
Sorry. But the final boss, Soul of Cinder? I think it's Soul of Cinder?
Lord of Cinder.
Lord of Cinder, yes. The first time beating that. I was a little bit older, but I remember that's my first Dark Souls I ever beat. And just the elation that came out of me. Just bursting out. I like took my clothes off. I like threw them everywhere. I like screamed. Huh?
I
wasn't getting nervous. No, it's not the only way. That's not the only reason why I take my clothes off. If I could take my clothes off for most celebrations, I probably would. But yeah, I just remember just being so freaking happy, and that's how I got hooked with Souls games. Hooked. What about you, Rob?
Yeah, mine were mostly the same. Like, most of it was just video games, you know, sports and all that. And really the only ones I've picked up is, like, reading. then I didn't have money for magic and all that, but, you know, reading D&D and magic are kind of what I've picked up. But for the most part, I'd say my hobbies have been relatively the same. Another big one is I don't do Civil War reenacting anymore, but that's more location-based than interest-based. Yeah, not much happening in the Dakotas for the Civil War.
Especially on the side that you were on.
I mean, North Dakota is in the north.
Yeah.
Clarify that so no one thinks I'm...
We kind of hit it a little bit. Is there a season in your life where you felt like you weren't doing your hobby? We kind of touched on it now. And then how did that affect you?
I definitely feel like there was a season in my life where, like in my late 20s, where I just wasn't doing anything, really. Or I just, like, yeah, it'd be like you come home, you worked, you're tired, you watch TV, you cook dinner, you watch more TV, you go to bed. And I'm sure that, like, there was more to it. But, like, I don't know. I was kind of a zombie for a while, and, like, there was much less joy in my life than when it was kind of like, okay, I'm actively making sure I'm doing stuff and not just sitting around watching TV all the time.
Yes. What about you, Rob?
Not really. I mean, said it's always been kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that I've always noticed about you, Rob, is that you always take time to do the things you like to do.
Cool. I have that only child mentality. I didn't change myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I put this question in because I feel like most of our audiences are, I don't know, 21 to 39, whatever that age range is, men, male. That's fair to say, right?
Young adults.
Yeah, and I think it is really easy to fall into not doing your hobby, especially if it's like, if your hobby was a sport and that sport's done, you kind of feel like empty and kind of useless after a while. Or, you know, you start going into these rec leagues.
And so, yeah, that's what intramurals are for.
Dominate
on the court.
Yeah, I think it's important to stick with your hobbies. So, yeah, there was a season in my life where I also wasn't even really playing video games. Pretty much what Mike was saying. Come home, do what I need to do, super tired after work. It is really like, I think this podcast and looking forward to something and working towards something and being better at communicating, because it feels like it's easy to communicate with two other dudes online, but it's actually kind of hard.
Go listen to that first episode.
There's a 100, there's a balance. And
then here's 100 later. Exactly. This is 101.
So it just feels good to, like, get better at something. And I feel like you become less of a human being if you're not working towards something. So, yeah. Yeah, that's why I put this question down.
Yeah. I think it's also, there's a lot, especially now, there's a lot of hustle culture where it's like you're living to work. And I think it's backwards. You should work to live type thing, you know. You're not always just trying to make more money and, you know, you're always on the grindstone and all that. Like, no, you take time to enjoy yourself. It's better for your mental health and you're just going to have, you know, enjoy life more than if you're always trying to, you know, get a side hustle and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. There's always more money to be made. Yeah. What are some hobbies that you want more people to get into?
That's tricky. I want less people to be into podcasting.
That'd be nice. We can make money off of this. Is that...
It is a little oversaturated at the moment.
But they're not
the cream will rise to the top, though. Yeah.
Cream will rise to the top.
Sure, but if enough people stopped, we might be able to get into the top 2,000. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Maybe 200,000. I don't know. Let's see. What is it? Oh, man.
Screw you, Joe Rogan.
I don't know. I think from again, like, I feel like for me, hobby, like, Hobbies are something I do to pass the time when I'm like not going to be hanging out with people. And so much of what I do now consists of being around people that it doesn't matter to me if more people get into hobbies, because this is just how I like slow down and unwind and spend my alone time. And so I'm kind of like, I don't care if you get into it or not. This is what I do by myself. And so I don't know how to answer this question. This is great podcasting. I think this is going to be the best part of the video. I think everybody's going to really like this part.
Most
replay else talk. I think it's very Mike of you to say, I don't really care. What about you, Rob? Is there
you've gotten me foremost
on multiple hobbies?
I am gonna
magic.
Preach.
It's magic. The answer's magic.
No, it's not. It's reading. People need to learn how to freaking read. There's a book out there for anyone. I know people that read about famous poker people. You got history. There's a book. If whatever your interests are, there's a book about it. And if you're educated and read, we can be better as a society, because uneducated societies are awful. And we see what brain rot's doing to. Okay, I'll get off my boomer soapbox. But yes, there is reading is something that
he just
I
wants
think,
you to read so you can know what the cards do and you can play Magic.
Well, yes,
with him.
Well, like, one
this
day
is
I'll
all
learn how
roundabout
to read.
Ways
or audiobooks. So there, you don't know. And also, I do not have Magic the Gathering on here. I have D&D instead, because I think, especially a lot of like the nerdier people, tabletop role playing is fantastic for kind of teaching you basic social cues and all that, especially if you're more sheltered and you kind of learn more of. Even not just the role playing, but like you can put yourself in more perspectives and learn more about yourself and like what you like. I mean, that why did Mike and I start writing? Because of D&D and things like that. It doesn't have to be Dungeons and Dragons. It can be, you know,
Cthulhu.
Yeah, right. Call of Cthulhu. What's the
Pathfinder?
Pathfinder, the one that Matt Mercer, you know, they Critical Role just came out with one, and Matt Colfoot's coming out with Draw Steel. But I think there's a lot of good social interactions and cues, and you just kind of learn a lot of stuff, especially for the nerdier things, to go play tabletop role-playing games, and can get you better at quick math, which, you know, not everyone has an engineer at the table. Dude, they just throw math questions at them all the time. But, you know, but yeah, I think reading is the most important one. And even if it's just like, I'll give you like manga and things also will help inform. Like there's really good thought-provoking manga, and I'm sure comic books, but manga is really big nowadays, so I hear a lot about it. I haven't read them much, but just even if you don't get in the library, which get a free Libby account, get free audiobooks, and start listening, and I think you'll be a better, well-rounded person if you read more. Off my soapbox.
There you go. Robert, really, you stole my whole shtick. I will say, just for me personally...
You also want people to play Magic?
No.
Reading the card explains the card.
Magic stressed me out. it was a lot. But yes, reading has made me a less dumb person. And I cannot express this enough. There, if you're like, there is no book for me, there is a book for you. Every book that you could think of has been written. And if you, especially if you love adventure stories, if like action stories and adventure movies are like your thing, if you love anime, you need to be, there's books that will never be turning into a movie, but they are some of the best I've ever read in my entire life.
Then there's some books that have been turned into movies that shouldn't have been.
No, and I don't make them a bad book. It just makes them a bad movie.
Yeah, you start thinking about Aragorn? Is that what you're thinking?
Harry Potter.
I was literally just about to say that. If you love Harry Potter, you need to read the books.
That's a great point, actually. More people should be reading. Rob, you need to get on this train with us now.
You're right. And sometimes it does feel like you need an English degree to the distinguish Magic cards. It's like, does it say play or put? Is there a comma? Is there a period? So yes, reading. Since that's apparently
just
all about
the land in itself. It's like you get two land, but one land you have to kill your kid. You have to sacrifice your firstborn to get this land.
D&D is the sacrificing people, Lou. Come on.
I was like, oh my gosh.
This one you're casting spells.
Yes. Also, D&D is awesome. My last character got immensely suicidal. And I don't know if that had anything to do with me or not. But
they say, This is anecdotal, but they say your first character is you're most likely to be a reflection of yourself. Like your first ever D&D thing. So, what's that say about Soul?
I don't know. You made us kill a lot of people, Rob, I will say.
You didn't have to kill... You...
Okay. A lot of people died, buddy.
It's just like, a lot of what people is this, the died. Consequence of my actions? I try robbing a store and they fight back? How dare they?
Oh, that is all me. I will say yes. You put all this in front of us, and then you didn't let us... You know we didn't have that much gold. What you want us to do? Just look at it?
So much gold! What are you talking about?
Did we have treasure troves of gold.
You had like a whole gold dice you could use.
Maybe we did have enough gold.
Anyways.
Well, she had Rob's pinky, so like...
Pointer.
Oh, excuse me.
Alright, do you have any... We just got done talking about this. Let's keep it hot. Do you have any Wreck Me Daddies?
Isn't that kind of the same thing as the last question?
Kind of, but I guess more specifics.
More specific, which... We talked about Harry Potter. Do you have any more?
Dude, Dennis Lehane is such a, like, underappreciated author. Lou... This is the point in the podcast where you're going to go, oh, that guy. It's coming up in like 3 seconds. Shutter Island, Mystic River.
Oh, that guy.
He wrote the books. Yeah, that guy. I'm reading a book by him called Prayers for Rain that I probably listened to like 5 hours of it during work today, and I was just locked in the whole time. It's just like a private eye in Boston chasing down a case that isn't like earth-shattering. It's just like he wants to know what happened to what, like, he had a client, and then 6 months after he had this client and he helped her out, she commits unaliving, and he's just trying to find the truth. It's low stakes, even though it's like life or death. It's not like, you know, we got to save the universe, and it's just so well written, and it's just how everything Dennis Lehane does. It's like the stakes are only the people that are there, but it's so just well written. You care about the people, and I love the guy. More people need to read Dennis Lehane.
I do like both those movies.
If you guys are interested in sci-fi fantasy, mostly fantasy, go to, after you completely watch this video all the way through and leave a like, comment, subscribe. There's your call to action. After that, go to YouTube, type Daniel Green fantasy recommendations. He does like a whole tree of like going, if you like this interest, and then you should try this book and all that. That's a good, if you want fantasy all around. But yeah, I'd say audiobooks, especially if you're like, I don't like sitting down and reading audiobooks. One way I found I like to decompress on the weekend is I just listen to an audiobook and play Baldur's Gate 3. Cause I know that game so much that I really don't have to pay attention. It's just kind of something to do when I'm listening to audiobooks. So if find an activity that, like, Lou, you did when you, oh gosh, I can't remember which one, crocheted?
Yeah,
I crocheted. Did you listen to audiobooks when you do that? Because, like, it was a pretty...
No, I didn't get into audiobooks. I watch a lot of dubbed anime.
So if you're like me, you always have to be doing something. It's always good to have something simple, that, and then you can do two hobbies at once.
Yeah, there's, like, video games like Vampire Survivor, where you're not really putting a lot of effort in. But it's a lot of like flashing lights.
Dynasty Warriors?
Yeah, stuff like that where it just like there's video games made for you to not to really pay attention to a lot. And so, yeah, stuff like that. My couple book recommendations. Red Rising, Mike didn't like it. I think he gave up on it a little too early, but
I respect it.
So much farther in the time I tried for you than all the other times I tried for other people.
I appreciate it. I understand. I give you the you didn't get to the part though that made the whole story's in, but I respect it.
Well, Lou, how far are you making The Hobbit?
Oh my gosh. I will finish The Hobbit if you guys read Red Rising.
It's on my list. I actually just posted an Instagram post. Now I'm not gonna plug on Instagram, but I just asked people what series should I read next. It's on there. So Luke,
all right. Fix it on Instagram.
There you go.
That's all I'm saying. I'll read that googly moogly book for you guys.
If you like epic fantasy, Wheel of Time.
You're committing a 15 book. You're saying we should read a 15 book series. Yes. How many books is in that?
15. Well, 14. Is
pretty cool. That's outrageous. We should read Harry Potter twice back to back, though. I'm saying.
So, Red Rising, if you like freaking action-packed Star Wars gladiators, Just gonna say that. My wife.
The sound of me shaking my head.
Okay, that's all I'm saying. Hey, you didn't get to the part. You didn't get to the part. Another great book. That's my wife's favorite book. You feel it just below the ribs. If you are like the four girls that listen to this book, and you like, there's like a sad girl. It's not sad girl, but creepy girl genre. I forgot what it's called. If you like creepy girl genre, you feel it just below the ribs. Really good story. They're just about to make a movie out of this, Project Hail Mary. If you like science and space, great book. And then Mistborn, same guy that wrote the
Brandon
Sanderson. Mistborn's solid.
It's a
first era.
It's a great book.
Second era.
It's a great book. Yeah. All right, hobbies. Oh, all right, time.
Okay. I was gonna give Will the Menu for bad. A good fantasy, like. If you want, it's dark academia type thing, good fantasy.
Oh, that's no, it's not. Yeah, it's like Harry Potter with yeah. Rome, right?
Yeah. Exactly what how most people say.
What did you just say, Rob? I'm sorry.
Which the Will of the Many. But that one's really, I really enjoyed that one. Crazy twist ending. So, and it's by an author who's known to finish his series. So, as much as I love to recommend A Song of Ice and Fire, that's never going to get finished. Or Kingkiller Chronicle, never going to get finished.
But so good. It's worth it. I don't need it to be done. I enjoyed it enough. Also, you know, the Alien movies are really good.
I hear 4 is the best.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I walked out with a different opinion than I expected to have going in.
You went to a movie theater to watch it?
No, I walked out of my living room, but still.
Can you imagine that's the poll we had? We're just
what are you talking about?
Call him up. Oh, well, I guess Lou has that poll. We don't. But it's like Screen Aliens what? 4. No. He gets a whole movie theater.
Oh, poll. If we had that kind of poll. Yeah.
Oh, I said poll. I was like, yep. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I also heard poll. I was so confused.
If Lucian got that poll, I was like, what are you talking about?
You got that poll.
What are you talking about, man?
Questionable.
Poll. Poll. That's my North Dakotan accent. Oofda.
Oh. Oofda.
What were you going to say, Lee? What was the next question?
Couldn't tell you. Oh, do you have any mic? Did you? Yeah, you recommended something. Yep. All right. Time for you to talk crap about people. Mike, I'm expecting some hot stuff from you. What are some hobbies that you don't understand that people do?
Dude, freaking reading.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say
educating
it.
Educating yourself.
There's that.
Sorry, couldn't help myself. Hobbies I think are dumb. I don't get people who are into cars. Like, I like getting from one place to another and being like having walls around me as much as the next guy, probably more so than most people actually.
So you have to drive
but people who
house.
Are like, I like this car because of its cylinders. And
it revs.
It's revs. It's revs per mile. I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, don't get me wrong. I like looking at a Corvette. A Corvette's cool. I don't care about specs. It makes no sense to me. Let's do this in circles. Somebody else go.
I mean, for the most part, if it brings you joy. I don't really care too much, you know, as long as the usual things. So for the sake of having clickbait and, you know, rage bait, I'm going to say pickleball. Don't understand it. But
honestly, I had a pretty good time. Maybe because I destroyed who I was playing with.
Yeah, that felt unfair.
But I also, I'll add this caveat that, so my PE teacher, this would have been 2009, was way ahead of the pickleball game. So we played pickleball in gym class. But he used those crappy, like, dodgeball, squishy balls, so it was awful.
Oh, that's the worst.
And so I just, out of a stance, and because this is my, it's too mainstream thing stance I'm going to have, pickleball is trash.
The funny thing is, man, I think you would genuinely really have a lot of fun. It reminds me of Stafford Rice Ball. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. But that was also just fun because we were dicking around. But, like, isn't it sort of like, it's like tennis and, you know,
you were just dicking around.
Isn't that what badminton's for?
I mean,
you don't have to worry about in the kitchen or, you know, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, you feel white when you play badminton, though.
No, I feel white when I play racquetball. Also, badminton's the second most popular sport in Malaysia.
I'm a fiend down the court when I'm playing freaking badminton.
Especially Malaysia. But anyways, pickleball rant over.
That got weird. let's get away from race stuff.
You're giving off Asian horror vibes. that joke's funny for the three of us who were there, but I think it was edited out.
The podcast is opening with it.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Yes!
No context.
Everybody else knows what I'm talking about, and I just discovered because of timing.
That's awesome. Wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
Okay, sorry, Lucian, you can have your turn now.
No, it's okay. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm part of this joke or not. Am I part of that joke?
You'll find out next Monday on the 100th episode. Okay.
Dope. I have one. I don't understand thrifting. It bothers me.
Buddy.
It smells in there. You're just getting dead people's stuff.
Cheaper.
And to be fair, I've never been to a thrift store and be like, oh, this is my size. I'm excited to wear this. Do not buy any cooking equipment at thrift stores. No. All of those pans are all scratched up.
You got to be desperate. If you're like 18, you don't care how like the quality of your boiled hot dogs, then like by all means go to Salvation Army, start somewhere. But like if you like cooking even the slightest, stay away.
I guess like the clothes, I guess.
You can find some good stuff there.
Dude, I'll tell you what, when you find something that's your size, like, so I went thrifting. I didn't go like thrifting. I spent like 5 minutes in a Goodwill checking one thing, and I found something else by accident. And I was like, yo, this is my size, and I'm really excited to wear it. And I wear this shirt a lot now, and I'm a big fan of it. So when you hit,
I never had the experience, so I understand. But it just
drives cheap.
I just don't like it.
I'm still waiting for the cheap video game. Never, I always see it on the internet, but I can never find it.
DVDs. No. I got a lot of DVDs for like 25 cents from Salvation Army.
From a thrift store, just, you know, who knows what viruses are there. But yeah, other video games I think are great. Lou, you just need to hit some better deals.
I just never got a deal. And to be fair, I've said this before, I've never hit. The times I've there, it just irks me when I'm there.
For high school, all my like homecoming suits were secondhand thrift.
Which is crazy. You had some good looking suits. I had terrible luck with thrift suits. I always looked just like.
How you doing?
I mean, you just had good suits. That was like a calling card for a minute.
I guess I think of suits, I think Seth, but I'll take it. I like me some suits. Nothing suits me like a suit. You know.
Nothing suits me like a suit.
Best How I Met Your Mother song, but that's a different debate.
It's not a debate. It's just accurate. I'm really annoyed that I can't think of more things because I love that Lou is giving us permission to yuck all over people's yums, and I just can't think of any.
How do you feel about competitive puzzling?
Dear God, thank you for asking me that. I think if you want a competitive puzzle, you should be allowed to competitive puzzle as much as you want with all the other psychopaths that are all locked up in the padded cell with you. Why would anyone want to do that?
Apparently, you're supposed to bring a spatula, according to my wife.
A spatula?
Yeah, get the pieces. I don't know.
Oh, nice.
There's pros to this. I don't know. There's pro tips, I guess.
Ugh. Have you seen the competitive like Excel sheet players?
Dude, okay. Bro.
I'm sorry, what?
Bro. You don't want to catch me in the sheets. No, yeah, there's like, you'll have like a goal for Excel, and people get crazy with it.
That's pretty cool.
I've watched like a 2-minute highlight. That's it. I've done it. It's crazy. I watched it, and I haven't done it.
That's insane.
It is insane. To each his own. All right, that's it. That's it for me.
All right, well, next week, we're starting a series, and it's going to be the first mainline series. I know Aliens had a two-hit run here. But this one's going to, whenever you get to me, we're going to have some movie talk. And that's because we're drafting, boys. So next week, we're going to be drafting our top three 80s movies. And we're going to go decade by decade. So 80s, 90s, 2000s, 2010s. I'm not going to do it before 80s because I just feel like I personally don't know much of like the 70s and 60s. I know some, but not enough to make a draft board out of it. So that's
we'd have to do some research. I'd be interested to do 70s at some point. Maybe after we 80s is where to start.
Yeah, some 80s. Other time we could do like, you know, pre-80s, and then we just draft, you know, have that.
Recently discussed movies excluded?
No, you can pick Aliens if you want. It's draft, so you're gonna have to. We're gonna have to figure out what. I already know some that Mike's gonna go for. Lou is more of a wild card, so I'm gonna have to strategize. Oh,
there's so many good movies from the 80s that I think this is actually gonna be one.
I think the 90s
where we're gonna have things plucked. I think the argument is there to be made that the 90s is the decade with the best movies.
I agree.
I love the 80s movies, I think the 90s was just on a whole nother level.
What was it? There was Schindler's List, Forrest Gump, and one other like heavy hitter were showing within like the same 2 month span, and then everyone's like, nowadays we have How to Train Your Dragons. Like all these remakes are like redone. It's just like, wow.
There's no way that we're gonna hit the same movie though.
80s, I think I already know one from Mike. I got
80s is that there's so much, but at the same time, it's like there's so many absolute heavy hitters that at some point it's gonna be like, oh man, I wanted Back to the Future.
There's only one. It's gonna be a fight.
Yeah,
there's no way. But that's fair. Sounds good.
You can have Forrest Gump in the 90s, Lou. I will not take that from you.
Appreciate it. Thank you for knowing my favorite movie.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Top Podcast. We love to hear your hobbies down below. And depending on how psychotic they are, Mike might yuck your yum. But check the comments down below and I'd say even just go for it. Just put the most unhinged thing down there to see what type of rant we can get. Am I just,
if
you know,
something
farming
good enough? I'll give you a minute short just for you where I yuck all over you, baby.
Just yuck. Right. Well, leave a like and subscribe. And if you're watching,
are we keeping that?
We're keeping it, baby.
Oh yuck. My God.
Hey, if you could have slurps, you can say that. If you're watching on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, check the comments down below. Leave a 5-star review and we'll read off on the pod. Other than that, catch you next week. Thank you guys for listening.
Dude, I'm so tired. I need to go to bed. Peace.
Hi, 8:30? Oh, no.
He's old.